And at this time, we're visiting with Darby Lyon, head coach of the SEM boys basketball team, who joins us. First off, Coach, congratulations on making it to the state tournament. I'm sure it's an exciting thing for you, your team, and, well, certainly your communities, with the girls having qualified earlier for the tournament as well. I'm sure it's an exciting time.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Our community is really excited about both teams, and they've really wrapped their arms around us, and we've really, you know, the kids have... It probably put a little pressure on us how successful football and the girls' basketball team was to make it to state as well. But the kids made it, and they're excited about everything.
Coach, I'd like to ask you about playing in the Fort Kearney Conference. Man, what a challenge that conference was this season. I mean, you have headed to the state tournament, Amherst qualified, Elm Creek, and Ansley Litchfield. Can you just talk about that competition within the conference and maybe how it has prepared you for this late season run?
Yeah, I think the conference has been as strong maybe as it's been since I've been coaching. You know, to get four teams to qualify is exceptional, and then not only qualify, but I think there's quite a few teams that can make a really good run here and hopefully end up with a medal at the end. So, I think having that type of competition almost every night when you go out there on the floor should prepare us extremely well for what we have coming ahead of us.
Coach, I want to take you back to the district final for just a moment against Creighton. A thrilling game. Can you just talk about the poise of your team in that game? I mean, you were able to make some free throws down the stretch. I know Kellen Eggleston had a huge game for you, scoring 25. But just talk about the poise of your team able to pull that game out at the end.
Well, yeah, I mean, finally, our senior leadership really showed up, and that was exceptional. The boys played really, really pretty well. And down the stretch, we made some free throws. We took care of the basketball, which has been something that maybe the last couple of years in late season we haven't done as well as we should have. But we took care of the ball really well on that late stretch. And our leadership really showed up, and the guys got a big win.
Coach, I know the bench play can always be big, and the last couple of games that I've been able to watch, Jace Rosentrater's been big for you off the bench, and some other guys have come off the bench too. Can you just talk about your bench play a little bit, and do you feel like it has gotten better for you as the season has went on?
Yeah, I think the injuries that we had early in the season, nobody wants to be hurt, and nobody, you know, we don't want to have those kind of things happen, but yet I think we really developed a lot of depth, and yeah, I mean, at times we can feel like we can go 8 to 9 guys, maybe 10 guys deep, and still get really good minutes from those guys, and sometimes some of those young guys really step up like Jace has, and give us some scoring and some really good defense, and it really helps rest some of our other guys along the way, too.
Coach, the biggest improvement you think of your team from the start of the season to now?
Oh, I think our defensive intensity has gotten a lot better. I think that's probably the key to most of our wins. Sometimes we're a little bit inconsistent offensively, but defensive consistency and building that depth with our defense, with the young guys that can step in and really give you little minutes and really put pressure on the ball, I think that's been the key to most of our success.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your opponent at the state tournament to get things started. You take on Osceola, a team that's 23-3. Bulk of their scoring seems to come from two main guys, but as you prepare for them and watch them, what impresses you about them and what are going to be the keys for SEM?
Well, you said it. They've got two guys that are extremely good basketball players, two of the best in D2, and it's not easy to guard them because one of them's a point guard that's exceptionally talented with the basketball, can shoot and drive to the rim, and the other one's a big 6'5 guy that can also step out and drive to the rim, or he can post up inside, and so they've got two of the big things that you need to be a successful team, an inside-outside game with those two guys. I'm just hoping that our depth is something that maybe we have an advantage with going a little bit deeper and being able to play more guys and be more consistent that way.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you taking just a few minutes to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck at the state tournament.
It'll be a great time. Thank you for covering it.
That's Coach Darby Lyne joining us on our pregame show.